worse, not get better. Hi, Eagle, Dean and Raj, 708, with tickets to see the Rolling Stones coming up in less than an hour. We'll have that at 8 o'clock. Easy to win. You just have to be the 12th caller. And before that, we'll play $1,000 Minute at 749.
But right now, time for the birthday scam.
We're going to call a woman recently had some work done on the dashboard of her car. There were some bubbles that had formed, and they ended up giving her a whole new dashboard.
Right, but the repairman noted that there was like a prism hanging from the mirror, so they suspected that the sun went through that prism, and that's what called the bubbling, and now we're not going to honor the warranty. Plus, a kicker is her boyfriend, who submitted this, says that she's really defensive if you say anything about her mother.
All right.
This is Tanya.
Hi, Larry Murphy over at... How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Great. I'm just following up on some work that we did for you on your dashboard.
Uh-huh.
And I've been trying to reach you, actually, for some time, but the number you left us for a home number, some woman answered. Okay. Is that your mom or something?
Yeah, that's my mother's house.
Okay. I hope I didn't disturb her. She sounded rather testy, but...
Oh, no. Okay. No, she's not like that.
At any rate, I'm here in the accounting department, and I went over and talked with the service department. They replaced the whole dashboard because of some bubbles on the dash.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The repairman made a note that there was some kind of, like, heart prism hanging there from your mirror.
Mm-hmm.
His determination is that that probably is reflecting the sun. It's what caused the bubbling to happen on your dashboard.
Well, that's incorrect. And there was another lady that called me about that. Mm-hmm. And that bubbling was there before I got that heart.
Well, we didn't have no way to verify that, of course. But certainly...
Well, you can verify it because... I bought the car. I don't remember when I bought it.
Well, there was
I didn't
no
meet
bubble
my boyfriend till after.
Well, I don't know about your relationship with the boyfriend. The point is there were no bubbles in the dash when we sold it to you. You can understand how the sun would reflect through there and cause heat on that dashboard. Do you understand how the prism works?
I don't understand how it could do that.
Well,
because, for one, when I park my car, I put shades in my window. That's for one. And for two, I didn't get the heart until 3 months after I had the car, and the bubbles were already there.
These guys know these cars very well.
Uh-huh.
And they know that it just couldn't happen. There's never been a dashboard that just bubbled by itself.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to have to do is charge you for the dash, which is $725.15, and the labor charge, which is $310. Now, I can work out a payment plan for you if that
would be fine. I tell you what, let me give you this number. This is my lawyer. I want you to contact him and tell him this story, okay? Because I'm fixing to call him because I'm tired of this bull.
Now, there's no sense.
Yeah, I'm going to sue y'all because I'm not paying for this. I have plenty of witnesses that have looked at my dash and looked at it before I even got with my boyfriend and before I bought the heart, before I even received it as a gift. So I'm going to give you this number because I'm not dealing with this, okay? I've already talked to them. This is bullshit to me, okay?
You know,
I'm very pissed off, and I'm fixing to contact my lawyer.
I can tell, but if you just calm down a moment... Now, you sound like that grumpy old windbag I talked to earlier at your original number, jumping all over me. I can see that runs in the
Excuse
family.
Me?
Well, the woman I talked to when I tried to...
Don't ever talk about my mom like that. You mother...
All right, just relax. I'll give you the names of a couple of guys who are experts that you can speak with. Their names are Dean and Raj.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Your boyfriend, Ted, wanted us to call you.
I didn't mean to be rude.
That's all right. Boy, Ted puts down here, P.S., she also gets very mad when someone talks about her mother.
I can't tell if you're laughing or crying right now.
I'm laughing.
All right, good.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Well, Ted owes
I'm going to kill him.
No. You know why he did this, Tanya?
Why?
Because he loves you.
I know.
Yeah. And your mother, I presume.
I get very upset when people talk about my mom, so.
Now, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.